producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit my head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome everybody. Special edition, the On My Way to Minnesota edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, flying up to the United States Health Freedom Congress, and I'll be the northernmost member of the studio team, except for those who are always in the GCN studio. That they of course, are always in Minnesota. But Super Don, we got a great show. We got TMB. Ty Bollinger going to join us, although usually it's a hump day thing for him. He's in the midst of The Truth About Cancer, a global quest, so we're going to bring him on for an update. And we finally nailed down Ronnie McMullen from Life Change Tea. We got a great interview with him scheduled next hour. Talk about detox. We'll even talk about, dare I say, or dare he says, chemtrails. Did I hear you right? Yeah.
That's right. Forbidden subject.
Op-Ed is here. Yes, our millennial assistant producer, Ed. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Did you see that our humble and lovable Super Don was out at the farmer's market yesterday in Austin, and he found a very interesting, I don't know, was it a display? What were they showing off? It was a funny name.
Yeah, there was a booth there, and I was coming alongside it, and I kind of see it at an angle, and I was looking at it, I was going, that looks like it says GF yourself. And I was like, why would there be a booth that says GF yourself at the farmer's market? And I got up close to it.
Wait. You're telling me it said GF yourself. That
the
was
letter
the booth.
G, the yeah. letter F, followed by yourself, and then I saw at the end of it, it said kitchen. So it was GF Yourself Kitchen, and what I found out is GF stands for gluten-free.
Oh, man.
Boy.
That is a way to get attention. I tell you, that's a creative use of names. I mean, if nothing else.
It was pretty funny.
People are going to be lining up going, did you really do that? What does that mean, right? So were they attracting as much attention as I think they might have?
You know, at the time, there wasn't anybody standing at the booth, in all honesty, but when I used my phone to take the picture, the guy suddenly jumped up out of his chair and struck a pose, but, it was really cool. They do have a great farmer's market in downtown Austin, and I believe there's like 8 or 9 of them in the area.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, question is, did you find some organic coffee?
You know, I didn't make it by the organic coffee booth this time.
What happened to you? I thought that
I had some coffee before I went, but we did get a giant organic watermelon.
Really? Oh, man. Now you're making me thirsty and hungry at the same time.
Yeah, good stuff. I started off my day yesterday.
That's awesome.
In Texas, do they do that with watermelons instead of pumpkins to make jack-o'-lanterns? They make jack-o'-lanterns out of watermelon?
I haven't seen that yet.
Okay.
But if they did, it'd probably be holding an AR-15.
Yes.
Man, oh man. All right, well, listen, we got to get to a question of the day here. I'm not even going to play the theme music because it's pretty intense, and I want to see if we can do it justice here. It's a great question coming from a friend in the United Kingdom who's actually working on a documentary, too, about, you know, we went over to London, participated with New Health and with Alliance for Natural Health Europe and UK, and Rob Verkirk, and basically Dr. Verkirk was also in the Global Quest, and you have to check that out. But this is coming from a guy named, what is his name? I'm embarrassed now. I'll have to dig it out. But it's coming through. He says, Robert, I know you're a busy fellow, but I have a question I am putting to a few people I have met and interviewed. I have watched the first episode of the currently much-discussed documentary, The Truth About Cancer, in which you appear. The film makes it very clear that, effectively, chemo and conventional treatment is poison, fraudulent, and merely a money-making venture for pharma. If this is the case, and widely agreed upon by practitioners, what is the point of integrative medicine? Because this is largely what the conference you spoke at in March was promoting. If orthodox or allopathic medicine is what these experts say it is, why say that allopathic and orthodox treatment have a place? What is the point of integrative treatment for cancer? I was struck by the question. I think it's pretty pointed. Are you picking up on the vibe there?
Oh, I'm picking it up. Go ahead.
Are you picking up what he's laying down?
Yeah.
I'm picking it up.
I'm saying, in a Brit way, I mean, it's a very, there's mental acuity there. Because, you know, when we talked about things there, there were a lot of medical physicians, allopathic physicians. And anytime you're in that dominant paradigm, you don't want to go in there and trash them. You know, all right, what you guys are doing is stupid, it's dangerous, it's deadly, it's just for profit, right? You're not going to get many of them to join in. Now, there are doctors who agree with that statement, medical doctors who agree that it's pointless, it's worthless, it's dangerous, it's just for profit. So I'm not saying that all of the doctors don't know this. Most of them don't, though. So the question of integrative, in terms of cancer therapy, I will say that what is integrative would be, for instance, the use of surgical techniques to save the life of someone who has a tumor that has grown so large that it is impinging on vital organs, vital functions, blood flow, the neurological system to the point of such excruciating pain that, you know, life is unbearable. And I think there you have a legitimate statement to say integrative oncology or integrative medicine. Outside of that, I don't find a lot of integration being valuable or valid, although some people will do what's called insulin potentiated therapy. That is chemotherapy that's targeting the insulin receptors, if you will, because they know that cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer. So sugars are directly going to be sucked up by the cancer cells. So if you can target chemotherapy to be sucked up along with the sugar, you could, in a low dose chemo way, destroy the cancer cells with a lot less damage to the rest of the body. So perhaps this is what is talked about in terms of integrative technologies or therapies. It isn't completely holistic, but it isn't also indiscriminate in the same way chemotherapy and radiation are largely indiscriminate. Even when they say we have a gamma knife, there's always indiscriminate damage to surrounding tissue. They can't eliminate that as well. But from a surgical perspective, I could say that there is a legitimate need in some cases to remove a dangerously large tumor impacting on other functions, areas of vital interest in terms of saving the life of the patient. I hope that makes sense there.
I got to tell you, the one thing that I really love about this question is how, and I think this is the point you were trying to get to when you were asking us the question, because it kind of caught me off guard as I was sitting there trying to bend my mind into the way that this question had been presented so brilliantly.
Yeah,
that you see so many people that are on the other side of the debate that are sitting there just scoffing at the idea of integrative medicine because it's integrating holistic medicine into what they consider to be the real medicine, right?
Right.
And this actually flips it around where it's kind of like, well, why do we want to integrate it with that stuff? You know, that's not the good stuff. That's not the stuff that works. Why would we need integrative medicine to begin with? But it comes from a whole different perspective. This question right here would cause a skeptic's head to literally explode.
Yeah. By the way, the question comes from Tom. I apologize. I'm just so into the show today, and we're almost up on a break in just a few minutes here, so we'll be able to carry on. But the question is just so worthwhile that I thought I really wanted to give it justice, and I'm glad you guys have also a perspective on it too, because the idea here is you don't throw out the proverbial allopathic baby with the bathwater. Although the vast majority of it is too toxic to utilize, there are places that warrant the use of allopathic medicine. And I guess, as I said, that primarily in invasive surgical procedures when necessary to save the life of the patient. Outside of that, I personally don't like the concept of integrated. I won't say the concept, but in actuality, you're really trying to force a square peg into a round hole or vice versa, because you're just trying to say, well, let's just try and get along, because they are the dominant paradigm in the Western world. They have the licensure. They have the establishment. They have the blessing of the king, the queen, the FDA, the CDC, the AMA, wherever you are around the world. So you, if you're from an alternative, what is considered alternative or holistic perspective, you're on the outside looking in for the most part. So you got to say, well, let's just learn to play along. Let's just learn to get along. We'll integrate some of this holistic stuff into the stuff that you do. And as you gain in comfort and confidence and success with these techniques, even though you weren't initially trained on them, then you'll find that you'll need to integrate your stuff less and less. You'll start dissipating that, and you'll find that you may go whole hog, no pun intended, in terms of utilizing hogs. I don't think we need to. but, you know, going wholly into this holistic side of things where you don't necessarily need to address the allopathic intervention anymore, even though I'm glad that it's there when it's appropriate. So for me, again, we're different than the skeptics. Even though we have skepticism about what allopathic medicine does, we don't tend to just say, let's outright destroy it and throw it away.
Well, I think a really easy way to lay this out is, even if you're not attacking everything with the hammer and you start using other tools, you're not going to throw your hammer out of the toolbox, right?
Right.
It still has a use. And you know, we've laid out that the majority of the time it's misused, but as you mentioned, there are times where you have to use the allopathic medicine for what it was intended for, right? It was intended only for emergency and trauma care originally, back in the 50s.
Yeah, a last-ditch effort, so to speak. Unfortunately, it's the first resort instead of the last resort. It's not even the second or third resort, and that's not appropriate. It's like every time you see something, I guess if you're trained and you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. They say that. So if you're in allopathic medicine and you're trained to hammer things, everybody comes to you and they become the nail. They got to be hit. And it's not appropriate in every case. Now, I'm not saying that in every case it's appropriate for me to prescribe only a homeopathic remedy, right? There are times where it's like, wow, we've got to do something very invasive here to get you out of harm's way. I would like to see that we could look at things that way, even from the allopathic side of things, that they would back off and say, you know, it's not always appropriate for me to prescribe with my prescription pad a toxic pharmaceutical drug that used to be, by and large, used in a short-term effort, a few days to a week or so, to get people out of crisis and get them on their way again. But now it's become the drugs that are prescribed for everything, all of the time, forever. And that is, I say outrageous, but that's actually insane. So, great question, Tom, on integrating holistic medicine or integrating allopathic medicine into holism. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back in just a minute with more powerful healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. Check out all the links for where we're going to be upcoming, Minnesota this week, and then Tampa the next week, and then back in Mount Dora. You'll see all the places in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, it's a crowded house today. Help me out here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don is Super D, and of course, Op Ed. And we're going to be joined by TMB shortly, and then Ronnie McMullen in the second hour, guys. The question of integrating natural medicine or integrating allopathic medicine, listen, I still like the question Tom asked, and I'm glad we got a chance to wax somewhat poetically on it and give a perspective probably not many people will give. So you got a story here, Super Don, on the FDA. What do they approve now?
Well, listen, we have talked for years about how Big Pharma loves to come out with drugs that end up having to help you out with the side effects of a drug you're already taking, right?
Yes.
Whether you're taking something that makes you constipated, or you're taking something that makes you pee too much, or something that doesn't make you pee enough, or something that makes you not be able to sleep at night, or too sleepy. Well, we've got, courtesy of healthfinder.gov here.
There's a drug for
that. Perfect example. Mm-hmm. A perfect example. The FDA has just approved a drug to reverse blood thinners. So basically,
wow.
You're taking blood thinners, your blood is too thin, now you get to take a drug that will then counteract the too thin blood. Actually, people are having problems bleeding too much or being right. able to control the bleeding.
Do you remember the story of Michael Badnarik visiting me at home when I was still living in Georgia? And his left arm was swollen, it was like an elephantitis arm. You could hardly tell he had fingers. It was so swollen. And I said, well, Michael, what happened? Well, the doctor put me on blood thinners. And I said, and what else? And aspirin. He said, I should be on an aspirin today. I said, oh, my God.
Double whammy right there, right?
Yeah, thinning the blood. I said, these doctors are trying to kill you. And, of course, we got him off of that. I gave him some homeopathic phosphorus right away to kind of stop the bleeding because he was bleeding internally. It was so thin, the vessels couldn't hold the blood right out of the capillaries and into the lymph and everywhere else. So, yeah, you're right. This is an absolute crazy time when you talk about integrating natural medicine into this. I mean, we have to save the lives of people who are given allopathic treatments like this, and now they're coming up with another allopathic treatment for the side effect or direct effect that's too strong of the thinning blood drugs. This is amazing.
Right. Now, you know, I mean, when you go into the story, you see basically you've got people that are taking the probably most popular blood thinner right now, which is Pradaxa. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you've got people on Pradaxa, and they end up in some type of, you know, emergency situation or a surgery situation. What they're using this for is to counteract that blood thinning effect,
right?
In order to be able to deal with this, you know, emergency situation where they have to do surgery or they, you know, they've gotten injured, they need to stop the bleeding, etc.
Yeah.
But it always comes back to when they're prescribed the blood thinner. What are they prescribing it for, right?
Yes, that's the question.
Why are they prescribing these blood thinners to people? Well, quite often we're talking about things where you've got artery problems, heart problems, where they're trying to thin the blood because you've got some sort of, you know, constriction going on, you know, within the blood flow. And so they figure, well, we'll thin the blood. But they don't deal with, unless mm-hmm. Now I have to put a little asterisk here on this.
Okay, go ahead, Dr. Super D.
Yes, you know, they will then because there's obviously some kind of, they will blame it on cholesterol, of course, right?
Yeah.
So they will provide, you know, they'll prescribe the cholesterol-lowering medications. Mm-hmm. They'll go in there, they'll put stents in there. Mm-hmm. I know this because this is what my dad went through.
Yeah, you have a personal story like this. And it's interesting, they're calling this Pradaxa reversal, the drug, they're calling it Praxbind. Praxbind. So they want to bind the Pradaxa to stop it from working. We'll bind it up. How about
Prad be gone
yeah.
or something, right?
Yeah. How about not giving it? Both of them are marketed in by Boehringer Ingelheim of Ridgefield, Connecticut, interestingly enough. So make money off of the initial drug, make money off of the drug to counteract the initial drug. Oh, it is brilliant marketing, but very dangerous for you folks that are on this stuff. Remember, the reason that you get clots, if you will, blood clots that they're worried about, if you remember, we interviewed, he was featured, in fact, he's like was so sensational in The Quest for the Cure, a global quest. I've been watching Dr. Jonathan Wright, and he came on this show, and he also presented on this in London about the eddies, right? If you ever watch the way water flows in a stream, and if it hits a rock or a certain area, it kind of backflows, it creates a lot of friction there and actually injuries, and that creates some of the trauma to the tissue. And so they think thinning the blood will stop that. I was like, no, we got to stop the occlusions. How do we stop that? We got to stop the inflammation. How do we do that? Well, we've got to heal the liver. We got to detoxify the body. We got to hydrate. And I'm out of time for this segment. Dadgummit.
That's so much trouble. Just take a pill.
Just take a pill. And then a pill to counteract the other pill. TMB coming up. An update on a global quest. We've got detoxification coming up next hour as well. Great, great segments here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want, robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Guess what, folks? We got a special guest appearance by TMB, Ty Bollinger, who's with us always going outside the box midweek on hump day. But on Sunday, the first day of the week, guess what we're doing? We're pumping up a global quest. We're in the midst of it, TMB. How's it going? Anybody watching?
Oh, man. Yeah, RSB. It's going great. We got a lot of people that are following the global quest. We, as I was just mentioning before we came on, we have now over 500,000 views of episode one from Tuesday night. So just in 4 days, 5 days, we've had 500,000 views, which is more total views than we had on episode one the whole last year from the quest for the cure. So this global quest is definitely big. It's going global. And another thing that I mentioned to you was that we're getting some pretty hard attacks from Facebook. So we can get into that if you want to.
Sure. Well, here we are tonight. Let's see. Last night, episode five. Tonight, episode six. Sunday night, episode six. Yeah. If you haven't looked at any of them, you can still sign up for free. We have links, hot links, up at the Robert Scott Bell Show webpage, and eventually you'll have access to the other ones. Ty'll tell you how. But for now, episode one is still airing. You can catch up on that. And it was so devastating; it just laid bare and laid to waste the basis for the modern oncological treatments, especially chemotherapy.
It did, and I think that's one of the reasons why. We're getting hit so hard right now, especially from the social media. I mean, we were locked out of our own Facebook account for almost a day. They did let us back in because we had to set up another Facebook account to even get onto Facebook. All we got was the white screen of death.
Oh my God!
When we tried to get on Facebook, but we went to another browser, set up another account, and found out, hey, our Facebook's still up. We just can't access it. And we started posting as William Tell, right? The Lone Ranger Overture. So we were the Lone Rangers.
Yeah.
So we started asking people to send Facebook messages, telling them to let us back into our account. And lo and behold, we got back in. But since that time, gotten emails from dozens, if not more, followers that are having the same thing happen to them on Facebook. They're being locked out of their own account when they're trying to access the truth about cancer. And they're getting they're getting Facebook messages from Facebook asking them if their account has been hacked and if they really like the truth about cancer and if they want to unlike it, to please feel free to unlike the truth about cancer. So this is a real concerted effort at this point to stifle what we're doing, but we are going to conquer these New World Order globalist scumbags.
Oh my gosh. Facebook, where men are, well, you're not sure, and oncologists are nervous.
I think we're hitting a nerve right now. So we're just excited about the audience that's learning the truth and really waking up, and the comments are phenomenal, and wow, I couldn't have asked for it to go better at this point. So we're really excited just to be able to spread the truth to people. And you're in the episode that's airing right now, RSB. Episode 5 began last night, Saturday night, and it airs through tonight. And all they got to do to see RSB, my hero, is to go to the website, sign up, and you'll get a link to go watch the episode until 9 o'clock Eastern tonight, and that's when it switches over to episode 6. So if you want to see RSB talking homeopathy, go sign up now on the website.
Well, yeah, if you want to watch extra cartoons, my episode, no, just kidding.
It's a great interview though with you and I, because that was the one that we did in Naples, wasn't it?
Yeah.
At the restaurant.
Right. No, that was great. It's hard to remember all the things we've covered, but I'm so thrilled that it's out there. Those of you who haven't seen it yet, this is a game changer, a life changer for so many that are desperately in need of other options. And hey, Op-Ed, you with me, our millennial assistant producer?
I sure am.
Have you caught any of the Global Quest yet?
Oh, I've been watching every single one. These are just truth bombs, I'll tell you that.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate it. You know, the only thing thus far that I've been not completely satisfied with is that, you know, the schedule this last week. I mean, literally working all night, you know, almost all night every night to try to finish these out because we've taken the production value to such a higher level.
Yeah.
But the problem was it just didn't leave us quite enough time as we needed to review them. And so some of the music levels have been a little bit too loud on some of the segments. You know, I've noticed, you know, kind of nitpicking. But other than that, the content's great. But it's just, you know, that would be one thing. And now, and on these later episodes, we've had more time. And so we've adjusted the music level so it's not quite as loud at sections. So, you know, people that are complaining that they can't hear enough because of the music, you won't have that problem on these future episodes.
Right. Well, if it was Super Don, he'd be headbanging some rock and roll.
Well, you know, people don't realize the amount of time that it takes to go into a 90-minute episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 90 hours.
Right.
You know, and so they don't realize that the time that it takes. And so, you know, I know that sometimes the music's too loud, but, you know, for me, it's just we've been pouring ourselves into this for so long, and to have somebody respond in a real harsh way and say, you know what, if you cared about us, you'd turn down the music. It's like,
wow,
really?
Yeah. Some people have an entitlement mentality, even though They might be a little bit grateful, but they forget about it in the moment because who knows, they're hurting in some way.
Some people are just jerks too. So let's keep it real, right?
Yeah, look at them playing.
Rather the music be loud than the information out these, epic. So
it's a win
all around.
The bottom line is I'm really happy with the information that's getting out there. And to be honest with you, these first few episodes that we've watched, we put it up on the big screen TV and sit, and literally the kids are just glued to the TV because they move fast, they've got good music, they've got good content, and they are just interesting to watch. And so I'm really pleased thus far.
Yeah, they are fascinating. And, each time we do this, we realize that we're talking about Globe. This is a global quest. And there's no way to get everybody that we would want. And even though there are over 100 doctors involved in this, it's just absolutely stunning. And every time we're together doing Outside the Box for the last month, I praise you overtly and covertly because I know what goes on behind the scenes to put this together. So all of you, not gushing with gratitude, I'll be over there with a wet noodle to lash you because this is incredible what TMB has put together and his team, of course, including the fam.
Thanks, Rusty. No, I'm happy with what's going on so far and really glad to be able to get this message out to the masses. That's what our goal is.
Yep. So today's episode that started airing last night went into vaccinations and homeopathy. Tonight, the next one starts at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And what's going to be the episode that people will plug into tonight?
Well, tonight they're going to learn about the one that's airing right now deals with the toxicity of vaccines, but we're going to learn about some healing vaccines tonight.
Okay.
Some vaccines that are actually being used to treat and turn cancer around, one of which is Dr. Buttar. We know about his vaccine, but
he's
one of the ones spotlighted in tonight's episode. We're also going to take a tour inside a German cancer clinic in Cologne, Germany. The Cologne Cancer Center and see what they're doing in Germany to heal cancer. And we also get some advanced detoxification methods tonight, as well as learning from Sayer G about what the nocebo effect is. So you really want to tune in because we're going to learn about the power of the mind, which is the nocebo effect and the placebo effect and how that can heal or actually create cancer.
Nice. Ed, do you have any questions for Ty? Because, again, you're seeing it from a young perspective, that millennial perspective, and although some of your community or let's say generation is awake, there's still a lot that need to be awakened.
Well, Ty, I think you should come out with a banner so us millennials can go running in 5Ks with this thing.
we had somebody today that was talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month and all of the different races, Think Pink and all this, and she was saying something like she wanted to come out with a banner or a T-shirt.
Oh, that was
and
go, me.
Yeah, with the truth about cancer. Oh, was that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay. Well, Charlene said it was.
He's mistaken for a woman, everyone.
All the time.
Identity Trumps, That was a gender party,
What were you mentioning on was it on Facebook?
Yeah, on the Facebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She said it was a female, but what's your moniker on Facebook?
It's Edward Zoll. But okay. Who knows, maybe it's.
Well, did Morgan put it up or what?
No, it was me, but she probably saw my name a little bit different or something.
Oh, maybe it's probably I just wasn't listening.
I think it was Edna Zoll.
Edwina.
No, she probably told me accurately. I just probably wasn't listening. I mean, she was saying something about that last night. Why I don't listen to her enough or whatever. But I don't
not
know.
Like us husbands to ever do that.
Yeah. No.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I could see that. The truth about cancer having those banners being run in all of these pink washing races and things and these fundraisers. And this is the time where, when we have Tom Brady coming out and speaking out against Coca-Cola and Frosted Flakes, I made
a note
in the notes the other day, and Ed, you put them up there beautifully. Basically that with every, professional athlete or movie star, whether we say bad or good things regarding their celebrity, some are using it for good purpose. And when someone does this, millions of their followers are going to be opened up to it, even if they weren't before, because they're kind of in a hero worship mode. So overall, we're seeing that people are being touched, even those in those confines of, how would you say, they're protected, these celebrities, from some of this stuff.
I'm sorry, RSB, you cut in and out there. What was the last part of the question?
I was just saying that the insulation of some of these celebrities has kept them from some of the knowledge or the willingness to speak out about it.
I'm just not hearing the full question here.
Anybody can chime in.
Well, I think what's interesting about what Ty did is Ty's put together a package that can't easily be, you know, just discredited or put apart. These are all doctors. These are all the information is incredibly well put together. And I think that is the most powerful part with beating that paradigm that you're talking about with the celebrities. Mm-hmm. Someone watches this for like 10 minutes. You're like, oh, my goodness, I didn't know anything about cancer. I had no idea this was the truth about this, this subject.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. You know, I would have to agree that I think one of the strengths with this particular one compared to last year is, if you notice, there's a lot of times when Dr. Blaylock or whoever it might be mentions a study, we'll flash the study on the screen. So you see, oh, he's not just making this up. There's the study from Harvard that says that, you know, curcumin treats colon cancer. And so, you know, we're showing that this is now evidence-based medicine. And these are just articles that, as Dr. Blaylock so eloquently has put it the last couple nights, the oncologists are just too busy to read them. They're out there, but they're too busy. And the times that they do go to their training or their, you know, their seminars, those seminars are sponsored by Big Pharma. So, you know, the deck is really stacked against them knowing anything outside the box. And I think that by showing the studies, by showing all of these, you know, reputable doctors that have this position, people are really waking up and seeing this is not a bunch of Mad Hatter type doctors that work from their basement after sniffing glue. These are medical doctors that are well trained, that have evidence-based medicine to support them. Dr. Jonathan Wright, for instance, you know, if you heard the quote, they have 100,000 references from medical literature that indicate that nutrients and supplements in food can be curative. So this is really amazing stuff.
Jonathan Wright was sensational and purple as always. And
oh, yeah.
He gave Prince a run for his money. But
he
I thoroughly enjoyed. I mean, again, there were a lot of new doctors that you had yet to interview. There were a couple of flashbacks, but a lot of new, basically, it's almost 100% new. And if you haven't plugged in to The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest, tonight's the night, next episode, but you can catch yesterday's episode because each one will air for the whole day the next day until the next one airs. And then you'll have opportunities to get them in toto, so to speak, after the fact. So you can have the DVDs to hand out or electronically you can get that. So, TMB, thanks for stopping by this Sunday afternoon.
Hey, thanks, RSB. Thanks, Ed and Super Don. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, almost heading to Minnesota, but we got a lot more to do today, so stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention, all men.
Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, you know, I want to party with TMB, man. He's the man. Not that I'm a partier. Super D, you're not much of a partier. And Op-Ed, you know, you're a millennial. You should be out drinking every night, right? Isn't that what millennials do?
No, it's going to kill you. It'll kill me one day.
No, well, you learned early. I told the story. I stopped drinking at the age of 19. You're like, you stopped at 19? When did you start? Well, let's not get into that right now. But there was a time, you growing up in Georgia, beer drinking was a rite of passage. But like you said, I kind of outgrew it early. And I know some of my friends are dealing with some troubles because they never outgrew it. But there's a story here about drinking. What is this, Super D? Do you have this? Is this another healthfinder.gov reversing blood flow or something? What's going on with the drinking?
No, this comes to us courtesy of United Propaganda International. This is CDC, according to them.
Mm-hmm.
Hangovers are costing the U.S. economy $249 billion a year.
Yeah, but it's increasing that amount in sales of, I guess, aspirin, so Big Pharma doesn't mind.
I'm kind of reeling a little bit from this number. It seems so unrealistic. $249 billion. Now, obviously, this isn't from hangovers, I don't think. Well,
is it?
I'll tell you what, it says here.
All right.
I mean, I'll just read it verbatim.
Okay.
Those last few rounds at the bar and the resulting hangover costs more than the price of some Advil. According to the CDC, Excessive drinking cost the U.S. economy $249 billion in 2010, largely, now here it is, from reduced workplace productivity and resulting health problems.
Oh, that's it. I was thinking $249 million. Op-ed, get us the math brain going. Is that...
No, hold on. What? See, you made the mistake a lot of people are going to make.
What?
That's a billion with a B.
Billion. Okay. Would that be a quarter of a trillion dollars? Is that almost...
Quarter of a trillion dollars.
Yeah. Wait, I want to confirm. Op-ed says it's true because he's younger than I and me and you. And so
I know.
His brain's
math
fresh.
Wasn't my favorite. Right. It's actually closer to a third, really.
Wow. That is just incredible. Now, binge drinking, they say five or more drinks on one occasion for men or four or more drinks on occasion for women, was responsible for 77% of the financial toll. Yeah, binge drinking, there's nothing good you can say about binge drinking. You want to talk about damaging your liver and dehydrating your body and depleting your minerals like magnesium, et cetera.
Well,
oh,
but
my God.
Let me ask you something here. What? I mean, what is the definition of binge drinking?
They said it. Five or more drinks on one occasion for a man, four or more for a woman.
Okay, so are you telling me binge drinking is worse than, let's say, a steady alcoholic lifestyle?
As far as the impact on the economy, I think so.
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking, gosh, if somebody's going to binge drink, or if they're going to just like to drink a fifth of scotch every day.
Yeah. But have
I don't
you
know what is?
Have you?
You see what I'm saying?
There's yeah.
I would think that you know, moderate drinking is way better for the economy because the person drinking doesn't have that extra effect. So
what should they do? They should have five or more drinks every day, and that would be better?
No, we're saying that ongoing drinking on an ongoing basis.
Anyway.
What do you do?
So anyway, they're saying that this number comes from workplace absenteeism, mm-hmm. loss of productivity, car crashes, fires, property damage, and death. And that's how they came up with this number.
Okay. Well, listen, if they were doing smoking down, right, bong hitting, probably wouldn't be the same scenario, would it? Unless they called 911 to say, I'm too high.
Yeah, that also increases the productivity at 7-Eleven, I think, when you do that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, the munchy economy, that'll save us. The munchy economy. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, guys, girls, we're going to Minnesota. Any of you up there in the Twin Cities, come out and see me. We're going to be at the United States Health Freedom Congress. We just got word that Liam's big movie, if you will, his short film on the oil alarm, is going to be debuting there one of the evenings. And I'm very excited about that. So definitely, you don't have to be a voting member to join in, but go to robertscottbell.com right now. It's starting later today in Minnesota, and it'll be going on Monday and Tuesday as well. Professor Brian Hooker is the keynote speaker, and then the following weekend, he's going to be the keynote speaker as well with, I think, Kennedy as well. It's going to be in Atlanta, which I wish I could be there for that. I have another event for the CDC whistleblower, the march on the CDC. So that's coming up. We're going to take a break and be back after the news. I've got some more questions of the day, probably a lot of them coming from the truth about cancer, a global quest. People want to know where to get the things I talked about, as well as science as religion. And then we have Ronnie McMullen talking about detoxification. Yeah, even from chemtrails. Stick with us, folks. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere?
Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.